This is Rhema for today.
We must realize that we are conquerors, not because of Jesus of Nazareth, but because of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Many people want to talk about Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth. I like to do it this way. I don't know how theologically correct it is, but it helps me in my understanding. It might help some of you. Jesus of Nazareth was the man that was anointed by the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God that died and rose again and now sits at the right hand of the Father. There is a difference between him operating on earth as a man and him dying as the Son of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Because of Jesus, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
You may wonder today, Jesus, oh, he's just the Son of God that sat at the right hand of the Father. No, he's more than that. He's the one that died for your sins. He's the one that rose again. He is the one that gives you life and gives it more abundantly according to John 10:10. Amen. Without recognition of who Jesus is, there can be no faith for healing. But when we realize who Jesus really is, that he is the Christ, he is the Christ. Legs can be straightened. Arms can grow. Diseases will disappear like a chunk of ice in the hot August Oklahoma sunshine. Put a piece of ice on the sidewalk in the middle of August, about August the 15th, and see how long it lasts. Don't last very long down here when it's about 110 out there. It disappears very quickly. You don't even have to go out and sweep up the water. The heat completely evaporates the water. And friend, when we learn to realize who Jesus is and to begin to trust him and believe in him, our diseases will do the same thing. They will completely be gone from us. We do not have to be concerned and worry about demons. Everybody has gotten again so demon conscious and began to chase demons. Nowhere in the Word of God does it ever say that we are to be demon chasers. Lester Summerall, one of the men that probably knows more about casting out devils than anybody else that I know anything about, stood on this platform and he's made the statement. He said, Christians should never, or ministers or anybody else, should never go out looking for demons. But if they come, we should do what Jesus said in the Word of God, cast them out in his name and go on about our business. He also made another statement that I concur with very wholeheartedly, and that is that you don't need to spend 8, 10, 24, or 48 hours screaming and yelling at them to cast out the demons. We do not need to be concerned about demonic power because Jesus Christ has defeated demonic power. And when we understand who he is, we can use his authority because, you see, because of who he is the Christ, then we ourselves have been given power of attorney to use that name, and therefore we become conquerors also. Amen. We must realize that we are conquerors not because of Jesus of Nazareth, but because of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Many people want to talk about Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth. I like to do it this way. I don't know how theologically correct it is, but it helps me in my understanding. It might help some of you. Jesus of Nazareth was the man that was anointed by the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God that died and rose again and now sits at the right hand of the Father. There is a difference between him operating on earth as a man and him dying as the Son of God. He did not die as a man, he died as the Son of God. But according to the Word of God, he lived and operated on this earth as a man anointed by the Holy Ghost, as you and I are. If the Word is correct, and if what they told me in my theology classes is correct where I went to school, then that's the way it is. And as I read the Bible, that's the way I see it. He was a man, and yet he was the Son of God. It's almost paradoxical. It is very hard to explain. It's like explaining the marrow and the bone. Marrow is bone, but yet it is different from bone. Marrow is what bone is made out of, and it has all the chemical characteristics of a bone. But it's marrow. And the Word of God even talks about dividing, asunder the bone and the marrow. It's very difficult to understand. So trying to get us to understand and help us to realize, I come up with this of the fact that Jesus of Nazareth was the man operating under the anointing of the power of God as he lived on this earth. But Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Amen. See, so many people want to say that he did all of his miracles and that he was able to overcome the devil in temptation as he was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days because that he was Jesus Christ. No, he overcome in the wilderness as Jesus of Nazareth, anointed by the Holy Ghost. He did not call upon his priestly powers. He did not call upon his kingly powers. But he simply did the same thing that you and I can do. He said to the devil every time he was tempted, "It is written." Giving us a demonstration of the way every man, woman, boy, and girl, and young person can defeat the devil when they are tempted. And that is by quoting the Word of God to him. Amen. It is written. Whatever the temptation is. That's why you need to know the Word. You can't do it if you don't know the Word. Amen. When he comes to you and tells you that you've done this or done that or committed this sin or committed that sin, you need to be able to have the Word of God to quote right back at him. Oh, many times he even quotes a little bit of the Scripture to you. Yeah, he knows the Scripture. But if you notice, he'll twist it. He puts just enough truth in it to make it sound good. You need to combat him by saying, "It is written." Amen. Then he became the mighty conqueror. The mighty deliverer, the one that can transform. Through what? Through his death, burial, and resurrection as the Son of God. If you're here today and you need deliverance of any kind, Jesus stands ready to deliver you. Alcohol, dope, habit of any kind, any other thing, he is ready to deliver you. Now we don't understand all of this with our minds. We can't begin to comprehend how it happens. You know, a lot of people, in the day and age in which we're living, everybody is so technical. They want you to explain how that you can come and believe in the blood of Jesus, which is red like crimson, and yet be washed white as snow. Is that what the Bible says? Isn't that what the Bible says? They want you to try to technically tell them exactly how it happens. I don't know how it happens. They want you to technically try to tell them how you are healed. I don't know exactly how it happens. But I can tell you one thing. There are probably hundreds of people sitting in this room today that would be dead if they had not been healed by the power of God. you go to any of these people, they may not can technically tell you how it happened. But I'm telling you one thing, they really don't care how it happened. All they're concerned about is that it happened. Friend, I want to tell you something. We in the charismatics sometimes have gotten so technical that we're missing the real living with God because we are so technical that we're trying to find out whatever Greek word means and what this means and what that means and what everything else means. Number one, I'm going to tell you what. The Greek that the New Testament was written in is an archaic language. They don't use it anymore, and they don't really know for sure about all of it. Some of it they do, but not all of it. So is Hebrew. I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to facing doctors, and they give you a bad report, I did it a few years ago with my son when they come in there and told me he had a tumor. I'm going to tell you what. On his brain, and it, you know, we either had to have a healing immediately or we had to do something medically. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't begin to think about Greek words and what they meant. That's the farthest thing from my mind. But I'll tell you what came to me immediately. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that has all power to help us in every situation.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put On All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me all the time, and we say, thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Well, I'm speaking to those that have become partners with us. Well, what is a partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering in at least once a month, whatever you can afford to spend, to help support Rhema and all that we're doing at the college and all over the world. And that's what it is. That's simply all it is. And if you would like to become a partner with us, you can go to rhema.org/WPC, and we welcome you because we are... Because of you and your help, we're making a difference in the world.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his classic teaching, Because of Jesus. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.